What is chlorine dioxide? Chlorine dioxide is a synthetic gas that does not occur naturally. It is obtained by reacting sodium chloride with an acid. We usually use hydrochloric acid at 4%. In the past, citric acid at 50% was used, but hydrochloric acid is preferable. We will explain all these details shortly. It is a very simple molecule composed of two oxygen atoms and one chlorine atom. Here it is. I introduce you to our friend, ClO2.
Hello.
It is extremely soluble in water and does not create chemical bonds. It means the gas dissolves entirely in the water. When dissolved, it gives a yellowish, greenish color and a chlorine-like smell. To this day, it is best known water purifier as it eliminates viruses, bacteria, fungi, and small-sized parasites with high pH range. It is used in the food industry to purify foods under the reference of E926 and also to disinfect surgical instruments and to disinfect and store blood in blood banks is required by law. Do you think a toxic substance will be used to disinfect blood? As you might know, many people criticize us, either intentionally lying or out of pure ignorance. Most of the detractors are very misinformed and attack us, saying things like, you are giving people bleach. Sodium chloride is not bleach. That's sodium hypochlorite. In the same way that water, that's H2O, is not hydrogen peroxide or oxygenated water, H2O2. So let's discuss science accurately. In moments like this, I always have to think what Einstein said. How does chlorine dioxide work? As we have mentioned, we know that it is the best disinfectant known to date because it eliminates fungi, parasites, viruses, and bacteria, even multi-resistant, in a high pH range. But how does it really do it? It works by oxidation. That is, in other words, combustion. To put it in a nutshell, it burns the pathogenic microorganisms that are not in balance with the body's pH, turning them into ashes that are harmless to the body. Chlorine dioxide is selective and will react in those places where pathogens generate a pH more acidic than that of our body, and preferably with those microorganisms that live in anaerobic, meaning they live in absence of oxygen. Being selective discriminates, for example, the symbiotic bacteria, wrongly called the good ones, that are part of our body as they have a higher pH in harmony to our body. Oxidation is used similarly and naturally by our defense cells, such as neutrophils, a type of white blood cells, in the process of phagocytosis, meaning that they eat the microorganism and digest it by oxidation, oxidizing it. Here you will be able to see how it happens past the fast camera. A neutrophil phagocytizing, that it is to say, eating some bacteria. I leave you in the attachments a slower version to see it in detail. Impressive, isn't it? Chlorine dioxide does not act by intoxicating pathogens as medication usually does, but it rather burns them, thus preventing higher toxicity in the body. As if that weren't enough, chlorine dioxide does something that the pharmaceutical industry seems to have forgotten entirely. It brings energy to the body, which is essential to become healthy again. Many people ask me what is the difference between MMS and chlorine dioxide. MMS is the name that Jim Humble has given to this solution that is not a legalized medical product at this moment. Here we have a 25% sodium chloride solution and we take a few drops. We will prepare a standard solution with 3 drops and in this case is sodium chloride.
1, 2, 3.
After this, we take from the activator, that's in this case HCl4%, another 3 drops. Long time ago it was taken citric acid, but we don't take it anymore because it is, frankly said, much too strong to be taken and the taste is kind of awful. It has been shown that this acid is responsible for secondary effects like, for example, diarrhea. Here we can see very nicely how the chemical reaction takes place by changing the color of the two liquids into a dark yellow. This color actually indicates us that there is chlorine dioxide produced in this moment right now. In the case that the color is not turning yellow like here shown, most likely it's not NaClO2. It means it's not sodium chloride with a T. Many times it's confused with bleach, which is a different substance. So we can resume, if sodium chloride is mixed with HCl, we produce chlorine dioxide. And now we come to a very important point. It is never, never taken like this, concentrated. After approximately 1 minute, the reaction has finished, and what we then do is add a glass of water. We always dilute the concentrate with water. This represents a typical dose and solution that the people have been taking till the moment. Due to legal reasons, I am not allowed to recommend it as a legal medical treatment. I want to make clear that these videos are intended for these people who are taking it so that they don't make any error in the dosage or the amount of the liquids. Precautions. Let us now move on to precautions in order to be able to handle these substances with complete safety and knowledge. First, do not confuse sodium chloride with sodium hypochlorite. That's bleach. It is very important this step because all the 2 carichlorine substances are very different from each other. When we mix the sodium chloride with an acid, we generate chlorine dioxide, and the mixture gives a yellowish color that turns into caramel color when the reaction has finished and releases an odor similar to chlorine in swimming pools. Careful! In case it's hypochlorite that we mix with an acid, the gases are very strong and toxic. In addition, the reaction is more violent, creating effervescent bubbles that is not happening with the sodium chloride. Second, chlorine dioxide should not be inhaled in large quantities as it could cause throat irritation and even breathing difficulties if you breathe it for a long time. This toxicity is only through inhalation and not through ingestion or application on the skin and even intravenously, as by these routes it's more harmless. Therefore, when preparing CDS, it's important to do it in a ventilated environment covered from sunlight. Third, always add water to the mixture of sodium chloride with an acid. Never take the MMS or CD or CDS without first diluting it with water. The same to apply it on the skin. Both the CD and the MMS must be diluted before. In case of the CDS, it does not need to be diluted to use it on the skin. Fourth, metal containers should never be used to store any of the products, since chlorine dioxide itself would react with the metal, oxidizing it, including stainless steel. Fifth, beware of rubber drippers. As in the case of sodium chloride having a pH of 13, that's very alkaline, it usually degrades the rubber of the dripper that mixes with the liquid, contaminating it. Therefore, we should avoid them, and there are PE, polyethylene drippers that do not degrade. Sixth, it is preferable to use ophthalmologic dropper bottles. The best materials for storing our products, both sodium chloride and acid, are glass, if darkened better. Polyethylene, PE, HDPE, high density propylene, and PP, that's polypropylene. These materials are resistant to the alkalinity and acidity of our products and do not degrade or react with them. PET bottles are only recommended for transporting the already diluted liquid. if you want to consume it during the day, for example. However, they are not recommended for storing concentrates as they also degrade in time. Seventh, using citric acid as an activator can cause certain intestinal acidosis with diarrhea, discomfort or conflicts with the Citrobacter bacteria that feeds on citrate, which remains as waste after the reaction, in more sensitive people. That's why we usually avoid using it in our mixture, although it is still effective in producing chlorine dioxide. It should be kept in mind that we can use citric acid without problems to make CDS, since the residue will be out of the mixture obtained in which we will keep the gas mixed in water. 8. Chlorine dioxide reacts to ultraviolet light, so it is important to keep it protected from sunlight, for example when we do CDS. For this reason, we usually recommended glass or darkened plastic jars, as this will better protect the CDS we have made. Bottles of this type are ideal. 9. In any case, an excessive amount of sodium chloride or chlorine dioxide is taken and it is desired to neutralize the effect, it will be enough to take a dessert spoon of sodium bicarbonate mixed in a glass of water to eliminate the effect. Previously, vitamin C was recommended, but after studying the subject, we have observed that the acid in the vitamin C can react with sodium chloride and create even more chlorine dioxide, what we are trying to avoid.